Area Center, Museum of Fine Arts, Smithsonian Institute, from Ms. Sandra Curtis, who's the Texas coordinator. She's coming Monday, the 17th, to talk to me about the Contemporary Arts Association and about my art and about my collection and all of the information necessary so they can record for the future information concerning my activities in the art field. And the next remarks made will be made in with her and in connection with this program from the Smithsonian Institute. I turn it on now. It's on, and I think it'll play for 30 minutes. And first thing, I think you probably, do you want to know anything about me individually?
Yes, because I'm going over a lot of the material. I noticed that you've been a ceramicist,
painter, many things.
That's right.
And I offway, halfway, at one time, way back there, deal, I bought things for people, you know, which I don't do anymore. And I actually have been connected with art ever since I went to the University of Pennsylvania. Are you looking for something? Oh, I have some maybe here. Yeah, here's one.
You went to the University of Pennsylvania?
I went to the University of Pennsylvania in 1924. And while I went to the University of Pennsylvania, I went to a graphic sketch class while I was going to school at the University of Pennsylvania at night. I previously if you want to know, I was wanting my date. Now, in this Who's Who in Art in America, in that edition, I don't know if I'm in the rest of them, but I was in that one. And you can refer to that, the time of my birth and all those kind of things. I was born here in Houston, almost downtown. And another thing that's sort of difficult to talk to you about is I'm not a very good record keeper. Being a lawyer, I should be, but I'm just the opposite. And I've lived in, since I was, 13 or 14 years old, in a hotel with my family, down at the Rice Hotel, and all the other apartments and places in town. So the last, I don't know how many years now, since 1956, I've been living in apartments and places like that. And I don't really have a place to keep my records.
Right. So what have you done with them?
Well, a good many of them been destroyed. This is the thing that's exasperating, because you know, if you had a house and had space to keep your records, well, then that would be fine. But I have been living in a hotel or apartment where it's not been very large, and it right now I have problems keeping just my daily business records for the 3 years, and then after the 3 years is up, they're all just destroyed because I have no place to keep all this stuff. But my memory's not the best in the world because I'm getting old, and the second thing is it was a lot of things that happened where you just don't have a chance to keep these things. Now, like when I was born in Houston. I lived virtually downtown a good bit of my life. I was a lawyer for many years, and I was in politics for a few years. And then, so far as my art activity is concerned, I went to the graphic sketch club in Philadelphia at night when I went to the University of Pennsylvania, the Wharton School of Commerce and Finance. And then I had gone to school in Houston here, to a private school, most of my life, where you don't really have